What if the poor criticized the rich?
Abraham, when I was a kid, I associated with poor people primarily, and we used to make fun of those who were wealthy. We criticized those who drove luxury cars, for instance. And so, as an adult, when it came time that I would like to have owned a Cadillac, I couldn't bring myself to drive one because I felt that people would now make fun of me as I'd made fun of the others. So I drove a Mercedes because years ago people kind of thought they were economy cars. But the only way I could bring myself to drive a Cadillac, which I finally did, was to bridge my thoughts by saying, well, by buying this car, I put all these people to work who put this car together. I created jobs for all the people who supplied the parts and the materials, the leather, the metal, the glass, and the craftsmen, and so on. And in that justification, then I was able to buy the car. So somehow I discovered a process of bridging my thoughts that helped me to allow that symbol of success into my experience.
Your process of bridging thoughts is an effective one. When you want to feel good and you gradually find increasingly better feeling thoughts, you're bringing yourself into alignment with your desire and you're releasing the resistance that is preventing your improved conditions. Focusing on opposing opinions of others is never productive because it always causes discord within you, which also prevents your improved condition. There will always be others who disagree with you, and your attention to them will always cause you to vibrationally disagree with your own desires. Listen to your own guidance system by paying attention to how you're feeling in order to determine the appropriateness of your desires and behaviors. There will always be someone, no matter which side of any subject you choose, who does not harmonize with you. And that's why we speak so firmly and want so much for you to understand that your greatest endeavor is to find harmony with who you really are. If you would trust in yourself, if you could believe that through all that you've lived, you've come to a place of very strong knowing, and that you can trust the way you feel as your personal form of guidance about the appropriateness or inappropriateness of what you're contemplating doing, then you would utilize your guidance system in the way that it was really intended.